Good morning. We're learning Siman Tes Zayin. We left off with a quote from Chazal that when there's a conflict between the covet of the mother and the covet of the father, we're mocked in the covet of the father because the mother has a chiyuv to mekabed her husband. In a case where the woman is divorced, she has no chiyuv to mekabed her erstwhile husband, her previous husband. So in that situation, there's no kadima one over the other, and the child really gets to choose whatever makes more sense for him. Okay, now, we have to clarify this then, because the chara that does not seem to fit well with another scenario which we find in halacha. Person has a chibin mechabed their father, person has a chibin mechabed their father's father. So person has a chibin mechabed a parent and a grandparent. What do you do in case you have a conflict between the grandparent asking for something and the parent asking for something? So the father asked the child to bring him something, bring him a cup of water, and the grandfather asked the grandson to ask for a cup of water. So we should argue, since the father is a chiyuv de mechabed his father, the grandfather, so we should be mocked in the grandfather. Because you and your father have a chiyuv de mechabed the grandfather. You have a chiyuv de mechabed your grandfather, and he has a mechabed to his father. But the law is not like that. The Ramah says in Siman Resh Mem, Yerodeh Siman Resh Mem, Sifchav Dalet, that the chiyuv kibud avayim is greater than the chiyuv of kibud avi aviv. The kibud aviv is greater than the chiyuv of avi aviv. And you be mocked them the kibud to the father over the cover to the grandfather. So based on this chazal, which we're saying, that's difficult to understand. So Rav Scheinberg was asked this question. And he quotes that this question is from the Tshuva Me'avah. Tshuva Me'avah is one of the Derli Poskim in Ungarn, back in Hungary. He asked this question. He doesn't understand. So that's the question that he asked. Rav Scheinberg says a chiluk, which, if I can understand the chiluk, I would say the chiluk is like this, that the chiyuv to mechaber the grandfather is not a direct chiyuv. It's a tolot of the chiyuv to mechaber the father. It's appropriate to you be mechaber the father of your father, because he's the father of your father. So the chiyuv to mechaber the grandfather is a some way, an expression of a chiyuv kavod that you have to the father. So obviously the chiyuv kavod to the father, which is the primary chiyuv, the chiyuv to the grandfather is a tolot of that. So the chiyuv to the grandfather cannot override the chiyuv kavod to the father. The chiyuv to mechabed the father is a direct chiyuv, and on top of that, the Rav Scheinberg says that there's a chiyuv to mechabed your father, also is a tolot of your chiyuv to mechabed your mother, because he's the husband of your mother, and your chiyuv to mechabed the husband of your mother, even if he's not your father. The kavod chomer if he's your father as well. So he has two chiyuvim klapi the father. One the direct chiyuv, and one is a tolot of the mother. So obviously the chiyuv kavod to the mother would take precedence over the chiyuv which is tolot of the mother, but since he also has another maila of his own personal chiyuv, source of generating a chiyuv, so he has two mailas, one mitzarata and one mitzad the mother as well, so then he gets kadima, takes precedence over the mother. Okay, so it's not just, well, the mother has to give kavod, and therefore where child is makdim the father. As we saw from the Rambam, the father is a chiyuv to mechaber the mother as well. So the chiyuv is two-directional. So that's the point, the way Rav Scheinberg explains, and I think would answer that question as well, how they would fit with the din of the Rambam. Have a good day.